1240WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Welcome to the program. We're on a weekend, and it's, once you're in springtime, it gets really busy. That's what we have for Murray State. Get you caught up with that. High schools, some of them did play, some of them didn't play with their spring sports teams, but even the ones who didn't earlier in the week are starting to get back to play as both Murray and Callaway will play softball today. Let's get you caught up with everything before we look ahead. First of all, let's get to high school baseball scores. Jonah Brandon, big day. He already drove in four, Callaway County crushing Henry County 16-6 in a run rule game yesterday at Laker Field. Jeremy Darnell, Ethan Sheridan each added two runs, batted in for the Lakers. They're now 5-4. They go the other way today. They will play at Henry County. Two hits each from Ethan Back and Tanner Foster. Didn't provide enough offense for Murray High. They needed more. The Tigers fell 6-2 to Raceland yesterday in their final game at the Cal Ripken Experience at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Will Shelton took the loss. He went the distance. He fanned 7, but the Tigers fell to 10-2. Still off to a great start, and I believe they were 2-2 in their event there in South Carolina. But that's a great experience, you know, for the guys. Let's take a look at the other baseball. Mayo beat Marshall County 12-2. Graves County, tough day at the office. Russell beat them 10-2. Then West Jessamine beat them 10-0. Northview, Georgia outslugged Mayfield 9-6. Ballard Memorial, a 5-1 winner over Hickman County. High school softball, Ballard Memorial defeated at Chautauqua, New York, 25-2. And then they took it from Russell, losing 11-1. High school softball back in action today. Murray High hosting the Spring Break Bash. They play Livingston Central tonight at 8. Callaway County takes a road trip to play in the TSCA Classic. They will play in Clarksville, Tennessee. I think they take on Clarksville High School today there in Tennessee. Congratulations to Murray's James Boone, Graves County's Chris Vogt. They were named to the Courier-Journal Boys Basketball All-State Teams. Those are voted on by all the coaches throughout the state. Boone named All-Purchase Player last month, Player of the Year in the Purchase area. So he was named to the third team All-State, and the Samford signee leading the Tigers 12.7 points per game. Vogt led the Eagles with a 23-10 record this season. He led them in scoring with 17 points a game, nearly a double-double, 9.6 rebounds, but his big contribution besides that, a shot blocker. The best ever in the state single season-wise, at least since records were kept, had 190 block shots this year. Murray State softball team in action yesterday. That was the impromptu game that they put on the schedule. And for Murray State, they were out hit SIU 14-11, but outscored by a 10-5 advantage. Big day, a couple of players who had been called, and I was on the show yesterday to talk to Kara Amundsen, the head coach, about slow starts to a couple of her big bats, Maggie Glass, Jessica Twaddle. Well, a good thing I didn't say anything about that, because they were red hot yesterday. Glass pounded it, 3-for-4 with three doubles, and Jessica Twaddle, 2-for-4 with three runs batted in. If Murray State gets those two going, watch the heck out. Haven Campbell took the loss. She fell to 4-5. She allowed two runs, six hits over 2 1/3 innings. Murray State returns to OVC play this weekend. They travel to Tennessee State on Saturday, and they will host Belmont on Sunday at Racer Field. Murray State baseball team visiting Jacksonville State tonight. They begin a three-game series against one of the two remaining unbeaten teams in OVC play, the Gamecocks. That is Racer head coach Kevin Mulder talked to us earlier in the week about playing that one. It says they need to get something going. They actually, you know, it's one of those you don't have to sweep the series. You really want to win it, but that's a tall task too. But you definitely don't want to get swept. So Murray State going down there. They come back with two wins. That is huge for Murray. Definitely want to at least salvage one of those. So it's a big series. It's getting to the point of the season where you need to start stacking up wins to punch your ticket into the OVC tournament. So good luck to the Murray State baseball team as they begin their play tonight. Murray State, by the way, all time at Jacksonville State, 7 and 12. Nice facility. There was a time years ago, I used to do games before I got married, and I really like visiting there. It's they do a good job. They've upgraded the facility from what it was when I was there, even built a really pretty press box. You can see it as you pull into Pete Matthews Coliseum, and I really like that. Murray State women's golf team hosting the Jan Weaver Invitational today and tomorrow at Miller Memorial Golf Course in Murray. The spring event for the racers is their final tune-up before the OVC Championship later this month. The event, named in honor of the late Jan Weaver, one of the most loyal supporters of Murray State University and racer athletics. She passed away in 2009. Her husband, Dick Weaver, still very active in all things Murray, a great supporter. If you have never met Dick Weaver, meet him. One heck of a guy. He's one of those men you can sit down. If you can get an hour of conversation with Dick Weaver, you will walk away enriched. Promise. Racers hosting 12 teams for this event, admission free, and fans are invited to come out and watch the action. Murray State women's track and field team in Bowling Green, they're competing in the Hilltopper Relays today and tomorrow. Murray State's Valerie Kaur coming off a school record in the 10,000 meters, and her time ranks 31st best in the NCAA East region. She also is the OVC Track and Field Athlete of the Week, first honor for her in the outdoor portion of the season. St. Louis Cardinals getting back to work in Atlanta tonight, opening a three-game series against the Braves. Here's more.
Well, after getting swept in Pittsburgh, the Cardinals open up their second series of the season tonight in Atlanta against the Braves. And for the first time this year, send Jaime Garcia to the mound.
The delivery from Jaime Garcia. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
3-2 on Marcelo Ozuna with Yelich on deck. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A high fastball strikes out Ozuna. That's four for Jaime Garcia.
Yeah, great spring for Jaime after a great season last year. The Cardinals left-hander who made 20 starts and over those 20 starts was 10-6 with a 2.43 earned run average. It'll be Garcia, Martinez, and Wainwright this weekend in Atlanta as the Cardinals try to get things turned around after a disappointing opening series in Pittsburgh, and then get set to head back to St. Louis to open up the home schedule on Monday. 5:40 for the Ameren pregame show tonight, 6:35 for the first pitch. I'm Chris Raby on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
All right, Chris, we'll have the game now. A note, I explained this yesterday as to reasons why. Tonight's game will be live. Saturday's game on the air with it at 9:15, a delayed start. We, due to contractual obligations, have to bring you the Frozen Four Championship live. And just between you and I think this is the last year we're doing that with that current contract with Westwood One because of stuff like that. So, but got to bear with us this one time, and it will be on, but it will be tape delayed. So good news is, if you're out doing other stuff and still would want to hear the Cardinals game, you can still hear it as we're on with it at 9:15 on the delayed Friday night. Some news breaking today for a former Ohio Valley Conference coach, former Southern Miss, UT, and Morehead State coach Donnie Tindall has been hit with a 10-year show cause penalty for a series of rules violations. The NCAA announcing that Tindall, according to the NCAA, acted unethically and failed to promote an atmosphere for compliance when he directed his staff to engage in academic misconduct, according to that ruling. During the investigation, the report said Tindall fabricated a document to justify payments to student-athletes and took other actions to thwart the investigation. The NCAA accepted the school's self-imposed 2-year postseason ban, and the program will have 3 years of probation. This is Southern Miss, by the way, 2017 through 2020. Show's cause penalties were also issued to assistant coaches and graduate assistants. Tindall did not immediately respond to calls from USA Today Sports. So I don't know if, since Chris Shumate was an assistant, I don't believe that his name was involved in those, but it doesn't go into specifics, so I'm not sure. Chris has landed a job at Western Kentucky, and Rick Stansberry had expressed his intentions to keep Chris, so hopefully that'll work out for him. Tindall, according to the NCAA report, directed members of his staff, and by the way, this is from usatoday.com, direct reading, so they get full credit for all this here. Or blame, whichever you want to say. But the article, very detailed. Tindall, according to the report, directed members of his staff to complete fraudulent coursework for 7 prospects so they could be immediately eligible to compete. He also facilitated cash and prepaid credit card payments to 2 prospects from former coaches. One former high school coach mailed the money directly to Tindall, who would then deliver the money to the student athlete for university bills. The NCAA said Tindall then tried to disrupt the investigation by instructing a staff member to fabricate a document purportedly showing that the university approved the payments from the student athlete's former coaches. The 10-year show cause order runs April 8th, today, through April 7th, 2026. Following that period, any NCAA school that hires Tindall must suspend him for the first 50% of the first season he's employed. The NCAA Division I Committee on Infractions will discuss the case today. Full scope of the penalties, again, pretty big time. And it's lengthy. And I'm not saying that this isn't warranted. I made a little fun of it on Twitter. You just never know what the NCAA is going to do. This is serious stuff. It's 10 years. I get it. But, I mean, take a look at some of the other stuff. Anthony Wireman, to me, had a great point. We had a coach who had a player. Remember the Baylor incident? They had a coach murder another – or excuse me. Let's pull that back. They had a player charged with murder. And listen to the audio of the way that was handled. You don't have to take my word for it. Just listen to that. No 10-year show cause penalty there. I mean, it's again, this is with waivers and everything. There just doesn't seem to be any even-handedness with the NCAA when, you know, you can say, hey, if you break these rules, you automatically get this. And yet it seems if another coach breaks them, they don't automatically get that. I don't understand, and I don't want their job, by the way. That's a difficult job to hand those kind of things out, and there may be extenuating circumstances and some of that stuff. I don't know. But I do know this, and this is based on just years and years of covering what the NCAA does. If you lie to them or mislead them, they bring the hammer down. If you do something and you go, yeah, did it, they're much more lenient. That there seems to be quite a track history of that. Had, I think, Tindall just, they said, hey, we got you on this. And he just goes, yep, you do. I did it. Don't believe we'd get a 10-year show cause. But they tend to not really like being lied to, probably like anyone doesn't like being lied to. I understand that. But still, it just at times really seems a bit uneven. Anyway, on to some positive things. Officials, then I'll have another negative thing for you. Officials with the Nashville Predators say that the franchise is seeing record attendance numbers. The franchise set a record with 695,828 fans attending games this season. They beat the previous record by 4,800 fans, so that's definitely good news for the Preds. Jonathan Rodriguez hit a 3-run homer on opening night. That's a Cardinal player in the AAA franchise Memphis team, or on the team, but the Memphis Redbirds fell to the Sky Sox 4-3. Juan Gonzalez, the pitcher, not the former hitter, blew the save, giving up 2 runs late, and Sam Tuviala took the loss. Second game of the 4-game set is tonight. And then some other bad news. Tyler Summitt resigned his job as Louisiana Tech women's basketball coach Thursday. He acknowledged having an inappropriate relationship, according to 2 reports, with a player. Summitt is the son of Hall of Fame coach Pat Summitt. He married his high school girlfriend in 2013, and Louisiana Tech hired Summitt in April 2014 after 2 seasons as an assistant coach at Marquette. He's 25 years old. He's already been a head coach. Is that too young? Maybe. Anyhow, 16-15 his first season, 14-16 in his second season, and he is out. He has apologized for that, and I always hate seeing anybody get into situations like that. But usually it's brought on themselves. No one held a gun to him, I'm sure. And hopefully that'll somehow work out down the road for him. Speaking of the Frozen Four, we had that on yesterday on one game on each station, and we'll have the championship for those of you who are interested on Saturday night. Quinnipiac beating Boston College 3-2, and North Dakota downs Denver 4-2. And this is Division One, so the championship of men's D1 hockey will either be Quinnipiac or North Dakota. Our coverage begins at 6:30 Saturday, and the puck drops at 7. That is going to wrap it up for us. Hope you have a terrific weekend. See you back here Monday. And then we do have Kara Amundson scheduled. Hopefully we'll be talking about 4 big racer wins this weekend. Murray State softball. That's going to wrap it up for us. Have a terrific weekend from all of us at 1340 WNBS.